All right, guys, it's day 20. It's time to talk about something kind of important. Well, let's talk about it anyway. Today, 2.0.1 drop. That is the new update. This is the update that's bringing us Iron Banner, and it's bringing us Tess with all the emotes that you can buy with silver. First of all, I was pretty disappointed that this didn't drop at the normal reset. Usually when Iron Banner comes out, it's right there at the reset in the morning. I wake up, 4 o'clock, do a little bit of gaming before I go to work, and I was excited to jump on. Nope, not today. They're waiting till, what time is it now? It's 1 o'clock here. Everything's out. Everything's updated. You can go home. You can download the update. If you're already home and you're already playing, you already saw everything. Let's talk about what this update brings to us. First of all, in their general section, Tess Everest has returned from her vacation, is now back on her station in the tower. First of all, where are you vacationing in the universe right now? I mean, is there a safe spot that you can go? Because everywhere we say that's either taken over by the Hive, taken over by the Cabal. If there's a safe place out there, where is it? Is it in the city down there that we can only see but never venture into and explore at all? Is that where she's vacationing? She's a robot. Is she a robot? I don't even remember if Tess is a robot or not. I'm pretty sure she's a robot. But where are you going on vacation to? What are you taking? Why aren't you taking other people with you? You know where? I don't know. Are you going to the beach? If you're a robot, you're going to get sand in your gears. You can't go in the water because you die in the water in this game. You can shoot yourself in the foot and die. So where are you going on vacation? I don't know. Sorry, got a little upset about that. Okay, they added the new currency, silver, that can be purchased from console stores. So it says her booth has been given a facelift to reflect her new venture with the Eververse Trading Company. She probably, I don't know, it's like, maybe she was just like developing all these emotes during year one, and she was looking at how Guardians reacted, and like, yeah, I bet a Guardian would pay for this. So what kind of purchasing or what kind of marketplace are we going to have for silver? Here's the breakdown. For 500 silver, it'll set you back $4.99. It's like, why can't you just make it $5? Why can't it just be one-to-one here? 1 cent is one silver. You gotta go and make it $4.99 for 500 silver, so there's that fraction thrown in there. Okay, you can get 1,100 silver for $9.99. You can get 2,300 silver for $19.99. So that's the breakdown. So they're saying that you get 2,000 for $20, but then they give you a bonus. So it's really like a bonus 300 silver. So it's really 2,300 silver for $20. So, you know, just like any in-app purchase for any game, the more money you spend, the more stuff they're giving you to come back and buy stuff with. Whatever, that's on par for the course, that's fine. So, Caesar Saladin is returning from his hiatus. He didn't go on vacation, he just went on a hiatus. I don't understand, maybe they went together. So he's got new stuff for you. I'm excited for Iron Banner, alright? I'm excited for stuff to drop when you actually play the game, instead of having to grind up in the ranks in order to go buy the stuff. However, he is selling stuff for legendary marks. Now, this is going to be interesting. Depending on how much he's selling this stuff for, you cap out at 200. Is it going to be worth it? Or are you going to have to grind for legendary marks while he's here for the week in order to buy multiple things? I imagine if he sells a gun for 150, you blow 150, you've got 50 marks remaining. You got to go out, you got to find some marks if you want to get another gun. Or you're going to have to decide what gun you're going to pick up. Or maybe the drop rate's just going to be good enough that in actually playing the game that you'll be able to get those drops. I hope. I want some armor. I want that Warlock Bond. Talking about some weapons, check this out. Shot package has been removed and replaced from all the shotguns with a non-range boosting perk. I'm going to call it the Salt Perk because there's going to be a lot of shotgun guys that are a little salty over this. If I was a shotgun guy and I was blinking all over the place wrecking face, I'd be upset too, but I'm not, so I'm not. Okay, they fixed the black spindle drop. It had an unintended 200 attack bonus. This I do not like, and I'll tell you why I don't like it. Because that mission was hard. It was a challenge to get the black spindle. I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, I just soloed it with my eyes closed and I was able to get the black spindle. It's not hard to get. It was a challenging mission. I think it should have rewarded you with a 3-10 damage weapon. I don't think it was unintentional. I think they're just like, oh, we can't do that because then if people run this mission over and over again every time it drops, they'll have a 3-10 weapon. They'll be able to infuse their special weapon to that 3-10 light level without having to go to the raid. I think that's the only reason they did it. Otherwise, I don't understand why doing a hard mission, I mean, it's harder than most of the missions out there, and it netted you a 3-10 exotic, which is fine. I mean, we get a 3-10 exotic when we complete the sword quest. Was that unintended? They haven't said anything about that. So I don't understand what the problem is there. Anyway, they fixed an issue with rare sniper rifle scope upgrades did not correctly show progress for the one person that actually had one rare sniper rifle that they were upgrading. I'm sure there's a bunch of good rare sniper rifles that were used in the Crucible, whatever. They also fixed an issue in which activating Eye of the Storm perk was not using correct feedback when readying weapon. No idea what they're referring to, but I guess that's been fixed. Yay, it's been fixed. Okay, now this I did not understand. Armor. Players can now reroll stat nodes and upgrade nodes on exotic armor via the Twist Fate node. Okay. Twist Fate will require glimmer, armor materials, and a glass needle, which will be available from Xur during his weekly visits. So we're going to be able to reroll the stat nodes, and I imagine the stat nodes are the strength, intellect, and discipline on just your exotics, okay? And your upgrade nodes. So maybe the nodes that allow... Like, I'm trying to think of upgrade nodes that on my exotics, and I think I have one that gives you, like, reload speed to something. I don't know. I'll have to look at that. I guess I haven't even looked that much into my exotics to see if it's something I would like to re-roll, because my exotic gloves that I use for my storm collar, they have intellect on them, and that's what I want. I want my super up faster. So I guess that's cool. I guess it's a way of bringing Reforge back. But I don't know if it was, like, entirely necessary, because, yeah, and I guess it's fine, because you can only have one exotic on, so it's not going to make a huge difference at all, unless for some, yeah, I don't know, this is just kind of weird, and now we add another glass needle, so now we're going to be getting glass needles from the Nightfall, instead of stuff that you actually want. I don't know, this just seems really weird to me. Now they fixed a couple exotics. Everyone will like this. I mean, no one will like this. I mean, no one will really care. Maybe people will care. They fixed an issue where no backup plans did not consistently trigger force barrier on shotgun kills. Shotgun kills. I read shotgun kills and I just automatically don't care. It's like, I don't care if you're not getting your buff off of a shotgun kill. You just slid up 2 miles away from me. It's not 2 miles. That's a bit of an exaggeration. But sometimes you felt like that when you're ready to snap your controller in half. They also fixed an issue where air traffic control perk on the Taken Knot helm did not properly increase heavy ammo drop rate with the rocket launcher equipped. This is the Titan Lego helmet. It's a ridiculous looking helmet, sorry. Maybe they're all pumped about the Martian coming out. They're like, we gotta make this guy look like he just got off of a Mars mission! Smoke bombs used with sealed Amkara grafts no longer cost 2 charges. Yay, hunters get something mentioned in here. Okay, then we've got quest and bounty fixes. I mean, a lot of you probably were affected by this. So I'm just going to run through interesting things. Well, there's really nothing interesting in here. They fixed an issue where hunter and warlock class level quests were not given rewards for the correct level. Well, there's a surprise. You're not getting the correct rewards for the level you're at. Shocker. Fixed an issue with some year one exotic bounty items that were causing lingering waypoints to remain over various NPCs. And I hate those lingering waypoints. You go away, lingering waypoint. Fixed several issues where some bounties were not correctly requiring players to complete Court of Oryx encounters within the stated time on the issued bounty. Affected bounties. Challenge of the Court. Challenge of the Court Stolen Rune. Challenge of the Court Antiquated Rune. Does anyone else in their fire team have problems saying antiquated when they read that? I mean, I see it, I say antiquated. Do people think it's like antiquated, antiquated. It's antiquated, right? I mean, everyone knows how to pronounce antiquated. Anyway, fixed an issue where some Vanguard bounties were incorrectly granting credit across entire fire teams. Bonus, everyone's getting some credit. Effective bounties were heavyweight, specialized rampage, enemy in every counter, and invincible. They also fixed, check this out, an issue where it's possible to not get charges on an Agnarok rune if another rune was completed in the same week. And I haven't even touched that rune. I need to go back and start looking at that thing. Okay, and then we got some strike stuff. This was pretty interesting to me because I was watching a video of this group taking down Omnigul right after they open the door, the little roll-up garage door. They go in there. They take down Omnigul with the sword. Smoker, she dies. They don't get taken to orbit. They kill themselves, rinse and repeat. She's dropping all kinds of gear. I didn't even know this, but there's a way sweet-looking warlock bomb that drops off of her. There's also a pulse rifle that looks like Oversoul Edict, but a little bit different, that you can actually get from her. I didn't know that. But these guys did. They were going in, smoking her with the sword. She'd die. Engrams would pop out all over the place. They'd wipe, start over, rinse and repeat repeatedly. Sweet little setup. And I just found out about that yesterday. And then today we get this under strikes. Fixed an issue where players were not transitioning to return to orbit phase upon Omnigul's death. That was quick. Has anyone else heard about this? How long have we known about this? And, you know, they fixed it really quickly. Like, I haven't seen this anywhere else on the forums. When usually when this stuff happens, that's where it's at. That's where you can go to find all this information. But man, that was quick. It's like, can you guys still aren't going to fix, you know, how overpowered the defense of the Sunbreakers are? But you fix this right away. It only matters, like, if someone's getting loot, you know, too quickly, then they're going to fix it. But what else is Omnigul going to drop? She's not, like, dropping exotics or anything. Maybe she could if you got a 3 of coins on. But they still have the debuff to where you have to wait at least 10 minutes for you to get the full effect off of it. So I don't know. They also fixed an issue where players are not transitioning to return to orbit upon Fogoth's death. Who's even going back to play Fogoth? Hate that guy. And then they fixed some raid stuff. Well, I guess they didn't fix. They just changed some things. Increased the number of potential shards and added additional materials in the first King's Fall chest. Okay, sure, why not? I mean, if you want to add stuff to it, go right ahead. Why don't you add exotics in there while you're at it? All right, then there's a bunch of Crucible stuff under General, talking about featured matches and top 3 finishes, wins, hold the line, bounties, blah, blah, blah. They talk about the playlist, how Thieves' Den's been removed from Rift. They added Twilight Gap and Asylum to the Elimination playlist. They removed Thieves' Den from Doubles playlist. I don't like Thieves' Den. They removed the Anomaly and Firebase Delphi from Inferno Salvage and Inferno Skirmish playlist. All right. Iron Banner. This is where the Iron Banner is going to come in. Iron Banner is now enabled for a week of 10/13 to 10/19. That is amazing. So it requires a minimum character level of 40. Why you would try to go in there earlier? I don't know. Maybe you're crazy. Recommended light for Iron Banner is 230. That's a huge gap. Most people are running around at 300 plus. But you're going to come in 230? Good luck. Game completion rewards have been reworked to be a more valid source for Iron Banner rewards. I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it, Bungie. That's the one thing I want to be proven wrong about. Because right now, I don't believe what you guys are saying. You also said we wouldn't get the same exotics over and over again. And we're getting the same exotics over and over again. End of match rewards now include both weapons and armor, including items available on Lord Caesar Saladin. New emblems have been added to Lord Saladin's inventory. Sweet! Lord Saladin now has 3 daily bounties and 3 weekly bounties that award legendary marks. That's where more legendary marks are coming from, people, because you're going to need them to buy all the stuff. Gear purchased from Lord Saladin now requires legendary marks instead of glimmer. Tempered buff is not automatically applied to your character and continues to grow in effectiveness each day of the week. They want you playing each day of the week, which is cool, I guess. If I get in there on the last day, I'm going to be getting all the drops. Probably not. We'll have to see how that goes. Trials of Osiris. Trials of Osiris will be enabled the weekend of 10/16 to 10/18. 2 days. Well, 3 days, 16, 17, 18. But requires a minimum character level of 40. Minimum light level, 251. Recommended light is 290. Winning teams now receive trial gear awards directly at the end of the match completion. Cool. Will I be jumping into trials? I don't know. I die a lot. I might jump in, depending on what the new meta is. Hopefully Thorn isn't in there. It probably won't be. It could still be if people are getting it. I don't think it's going to be as prevalent as other people are saying. I think there's other weapons that are going to be wrecking. Brother Vance now has bounties that will award legendary marks as well. I mean, there's a lot of other information in there, but, I mean, whatever. I don't care too much about Trials. Not too excited about it. We'll talk about it more as it comes close. All right, let's get to all this weird stuff that Bungie added in, okay? They talk about the economy. We know that Bungie's economy is littered with so many different currencies. There are more currencies than a place that has a lot of currencies. So sources for Motes of Light have been adjusted. You get, so from completing public events have been increased by approximately 100%. So you're doubling motes of light that you're getting from public events. From earning XP boosts, they've been increased from 3 to 5. From faction rep packages, they've been reduced from 5 to 4. From dismantling rare and legendary items have been reduced by approximately 25 to 30%. From daily Vanguard and Crucible bounties have been reduced by approximately 50%. So we're increasing them by 100% for public events, decreasing them by 50% from bounties, slightly adjusting them in our faction packages and leveling up. Like, this just seems weird. Like, we're adjusting all these things and are motes of light a big deal? I mean, are they really, like, leveling up stuff? I mean, I think I still have, like, 300, and I've been using a ton of them to level weapons up. I mean, it's not stopping me from playing the game. It's actually making it more enjoyable that I can get a new weapon, level it up, unlock all the perks that I want on it, not have to worry about, and just go use it. But now there's all these changes happening with where you get them, how many you get. That just seems really odd to me. It doesn't make much sense. Just, yeah, it's confusing. They've even adjusted strange coins. From faction rep packages, they've been reduced from 5 to 4. From daily Vanguard and Crucible bounties have been reduced by approximately 50%. Okay, so they don't want us getting strange coins. And why is that? Why don't they want us getting the same amount of strange coins? It's not like Xur is bringing us stuff ever. I mean, I can understand they would want to decrease it if there was an actual economy forcing us to use strange coins to where we would, you know, there would actually be a supply and demand. Right now, they're just not in demand. I don't even remember how many I have. I probably have, like, close to 300 of them still. And I don't even care because Xur never has anything. What else am I going to do with strange coins? Nothing. So decreasing it? I mean, what is that going to affect? It's only going to affect the new players. And that sucks for them. Because, I mean, they're the ones that need Xur the most because they haven't been getting stuff from them. So to decrease that in such a way, it just doesn't make much sense. This is the one that really makes me mad, only because I'm a fool and deleted all my weapon parts. Weapon parts from dismantling uncommon or rare weapons have been reduced by around... See, we go... This kind of bugs me. It's like, come on, can we use the same terminology? First, it's approximately, now it's around, and you're giving percentages, and you're being vague about the percentages. Is it around 25%? Is it around 23%? And 25 just sounds better. I mean, this, so you dismantle some, you dismantle a green, you get, what, one weapon part, you dismantle blue, you get two or three weapon parts, and now they're decreasing that by 25%. So maybe on a good roll, you'll get four parts out of it. So now you're only getting three. If you were getting three parts out of it, now you're only getting two. This is weird. I mean, weapons drop a lot. Well, not for me. Majority of my engrams have always been armor engrams. So I've always in a shortage for these for weapon parts now because I'm an idiot. But that's, I mean, that doesn't matter that I'm an idiot. But so that's just weird. And then weapon part turn-ins at factioned increased from 50 rep to 75 rep per turn-in. So you're giving us less weapon parts, but making it more, they're making it more appeasing to turn them in for rep. So they don't want us to have weapon parts. And materials recovered by ghost extracting upgrades reduced, but still guaranteed. And they don't give us a percentage there or a number. I don't understand this. It just seems like, you know, I would like for them to like give a just a tiny explanation on what changes they're making. Tell us why you're doing this. Tell us, you know, we saw that, you know, there's just too many weapon parts in the economy, which really, it really doesn't matter that much to me. Unless, I mean, tell me why. We don't want people leveling up their weapons as fast. We want people out there looking for weapons to dismantle so they can upgrade them. I mean, give us something. Like, I can't even think of, you know, why they would want to reduce, you know, weapon parts. If you want us playing the game, you know, just make fun content instead of prolonging it by making it so. And this isn't even a huge issue for most of the players anyway. It's only an issue for new players and people that are dumb like me that deleted their weapon parts and don't have enough right now. Because they were always getting new weapons where, oh, I'm finally getting to a point where I'm not really getting new weapons. I'm just going to start dismantling everything I get. So these are weird changes. And I don't understand them. And I was like, I mean, they don't need to tell me like a full lengthy explanation of why everything is going down this way. But I mean, give us something. It's just these random economy changes just come out of nowhere with these fools. I mean, they could have just said, made slight economy changes. I don't even know if anyone would have noticed. I mean, maybe you notice that you're getting less or you're getting more for this. I mean, the faction rep you probably would have noticed for those that were using it to turn in weapon parts and get faction rep. But other than that, I mean, this just seems weird. I don't know what else. What do you guys think? Do you guys think these changes are like meaningful? Do you think they were needed? Was there something broken that I'm just not seeing that everyone else is seeing? I don't know. Let me know, because this is kind of baffling. So hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if I'm just way off base or crazy. But until then, I'll see you in Iron Banner. And maybe I'll have an emote. Maybe not. Maybe I won't have an emote. All right, guys. Talk to you later.